Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, you've probably seen it, somebody hopping the turnstile, but that is getting harder to pull off. The MTA is rolling out new smart fare gates, starting at the Broadway Lafayette station in Lower Manhattan and a handful of others. Jamie Torres-Springer, MTA's president of construction and development, spoke this morning.
We will be deploying these across the 20 stations that we had planned over the next few weeks, and then we'll be evaluating the response that we got, the products that we got, and determining how we move forward to the full deployment across 150 stations during our capital program.
Instead of traditional turnstiles, these gates only open after you pay, and if you try to sneak through, they will stay shut and sound an alarm. The MTA says the goal is cutting down on fare evasion while also making stations more accessible for riders with strollers or wheelchairs. A massive fire tore through several businesses in the Bronx last night. Flames first broke out at a business on Prospect Avenue just before 10:30 and quickly spread into an apartment building above. A bodega, a fruit shop, and a dollar store were all damaged. Here's the assistant chief, Kevin Brennan.
We have no injuries to our members. We have one civilian minor injury who RMA'd out of the multiple dwelling.
He says right now the cause is under investigation. The NYPD is on the lookout for six individuals after a pair of robberies in Queens. The first happened early Sunday morning in Corona. Police say a 17-year-old was surrounded by a group of teens on Roosevelt Avenue. His phone and jewelry stolen, about $1,200 worth. Then, about an hour later, a similar scene in Flushing. A 27-year-old was approached by a group near Main Street and 40 Road. His necklace, valued at some $5,000, was ripped off. Nobody was hurt in either case. And if you know anything, give Crime Stoppers a call. After a week of high-profile appointments and one quick resignation, Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani was on Staten Island this morning. Our Marla Diamond joining us live now with details. Marla.
As he announced two more cabinet appointments, the mayor-elect said he was not aware of the anti-Semitic posts from Catherine Almonte da Costa more than a decade ago, and he said he would not have hired her if he knew.
So I made clear that these comments were reprehensible. She expressed a deep sense of remorse. She offered to resign, and I accepted.
The Anti-Defamation League released three of DaCosta's tweets a day after her appointment. These were tweets that were made back in 2011 when she was just 18 years old. Mamdani admitted his transition team's failure to properly vet DaCosta.
Process. I have full confidence in the two deputy mayors that I'm standing alongside today, and in the decisions we've made thus far and the ones that we will be making.
Mamdani named a key architect of Mayor Adams' City of Yes, Leila Bozdag. Sargas as deputy mayor for housing and planning, and former acting U.S. Labor Secretary under Joe Biden, Julie Sue, as his deputy mayor for economic justice. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
The city feeling smaller and smaller these days.
Whether you're coming in from Jersey or as far as Australia, there are a lot of people in the city right now.
About 8 million visitors is what we're expecting between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
The New York City Tourism and Conventions Tiffany Townsend telling 1010 Winds, there are a lot of hotels out there, but they're pretty booked up.
Absolutely. We have about 125,000 hotel rooms citywide right now. We've opened 5 new hotels across the city this year. There's certainly more in the pipeline, and there's certainly more in the pipeline going into 2026.
And down the road, FIFA, which will generate more than $3 billion in economic activity for New York City. Some very busy months ahead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.